Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Elizabeth Anderson's book. Sophie, I have to ask, after reading this, do you feel like you're living in a dictatorship at work?
Hey there, Sam. Honestly, a little bit. Anderson's central argument is that the workplace is a political system, not just an economic arrangement. And it's one where the boss has almost total authority. It really makes you rethink the power dynamic you're in every day.
Right. She starts with this wild comparison. When you're at work, you're told what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You can't leave without permission. If you break the rules, you get punished. That sounds like a government or even a dictatorship.
Exactly. And she calls that a private government. The state is a public government, bound by a constitution and a bill of rights. But the corporation is a private government, and it's not accountable to you the way the state is.
The part that got me is how she traces this back to philosophers like John Locke. They fought against the divine right of kings, arguing no one should be subject to another's arbitrary will. But they were totally fine with the master having absolute power over the servant.
Yeah, they saw the household and the workplace as private spheres. So the freedom they championed was really just for propertied men. Everyone else, servants, women, slaves, was left under a private ruler. And that legacy shapes our laws today.
So we've got political rights now, but walk into your office and those rights vanish. Your boss can fire you for your political opinions, search your desk without a warrant, dictate what you say and how you smile. You're not a citizen at work, you're a subject.
And Anderson argues that's built into the legal structure. In the US, we have employment at will. Your boss can fire you for any reason or no reason, as long as it's not explicitly discriminatory. That gives them almost unlimited power.
But we're told the labor market is a place of voluntary exchange. If you don't like your job, you can quit. So your subordination is supposedly your own choice.
Anderson dismantles that. The choice to work or starve isn't a meaningful choice. Most people are economically dependent on their job. They have rent, families, health insurance tied to that job. So they're trapped. And that dependency is the foundation of tyranny.
She also talks about how the workplace is often arbitrary. In a democracy, laws are supposed to be general, known, and applied equally. But at work, rules can be opaque and changeable. A manager can dislike your attitude and put you on a performance plan. There's no due process.
Right.
The boss is the legislator, the judge, and the executioner. And Anderson connects this to the idea of domination from Republican political thought. Domination isn't just being interfered with. It's being subject to someone's arbitrary will, even if they're nice.
So even kind boss has that power. You're still vulnerable, still dependent on their goodwill. That's a form of domination, and it's the opposite of freedom.
And it has real consequences. It creates a culture of fear and sycophancy. Workers suppress opinions, flatter superiors, avoid rocking the boat. That stifles innovation and honest feedback. It's bad for dignity and bad for the economy.
So what does Anderson propose? She's not a socialist who wants to abolish all hierarchy. She's a classical liberal who wants to extend democratic principles into the workplace.
She offers several solutions. One is workplace democracy, like worker cooperatives. The Mondragon Corporation in Spain is a huge, successful example. Workers own the firm and elect management, so the boss is accountable to the people.
Another is stronger regulation. She suggests a bill of rights for the workplace, free speech on public matters, privacy, due process before firing, even a democratic voice in company decisions. Some European countries already have laws like that.
She also critiques corporate governance. The modern corporation is legally obligated to maximize shareholder value, which often means squeezing workers. She thinks we should rethink the purpose of the corporation to serve all stakeholders.
The book isn't a policy manual, though. It's a moral argument. She wants us to see the boss-employee relationship as a political one, not a natural or inevitable one. And she insists that domination is a form of moral injury.
That's the most powerful part. Being subject to arbitrary power damages your sense of self-worth. It treats you like a child or a tool. That's why work is so often stressful and resentful. It's not just about the pay. It's about the lack of respect.
So the takeaway I'm left with is this. We've fought for political freedom from a state, but we've left one huge domain of arbitrary power untouched. Every day, millions of us surrender our freedom at the office door.
If you want to dig deeper into this, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Anderson's big idea is that the workplace is a private government, and until we democratize it, we haven't finished the project of freedom. We'll see you in the next one.